The most powerful part about real estate, though, is not cash flow, and it's not your principal being paid down. I bought many properties in my life, negative cash flow, say $50, maybe zero cash flow. Really wasn't important to me. I knew eventually the property would be paid off, my mortgage would be paid off, and it would be gone. But I bought property because I wanted the property to go up in value. Buy low, sell high. Okay? So, the cost of this one's $50,000. In the major cities in North America, in the last 25 years, real estate prices have gone up approximately 3%. So in a 12-month period, if you bought this condo today, in 12 months, what would it have gone up in value? 3%, which is how much? Times 50,000. $1,500. Can you do $1,500 divided by your down payment of 5? That's pretty good. Somebody say? Okay. Yeah, 15 for the year, the entire year. So in other words, your property value went up. It's now worth $51,500. Okay, it should be a little higher than 20, I believe. It should be 30. Okay, so this is 30. So if you add up all three, what was your ROI? 78. Okay, I haven't done the math. 78% ROI. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'll show you, though, why I buy property. This is the number you got to focus on. It's timing. What if this was in Vancouver? What's Vancouver prices in real estate gone up in the last 12 months? 10, 15%? Okay, so do the math. If it was 15%, your property just went up $7,500. You'd put that here. $7,500 over $5,000 is over 100% in 1 year. Anyway, those are the three components. I just want everybody to realize that's how you make money in real estate. This is the key. It's this 3% per year. Get into a market that's 15, and you're making a lot of money in real estate. On the flip side, if anybody from Regina, Saskatchewan here? Let's just hypothetically say most people are moving out of Saskatchewan, not into it. I doubt the property values would go up 15% a year or even 3. So personally, I would say I'm going to invest somewhere else. Go to markets that are going up in value. That's how you make a ton of money in real estate. What I want to do is share with everybody the benefits of getting out of the rat race and getting onto the fast track. So who in the room, and please stand up, has gotten out of the rat race? Stand up. Come on, stand up. Everybody, let's give them a hand. Okay, that's great. Now, to do that in such a short period of time is amazing. Like, I've had people play for 3-4 hours and not get out of the rat race. And I want to bring up three important points, and this is real life. This is how it works in real life. 3 points. First of all, JVs. JVs, joint ventures. There was a table over here where some guys had so much cash, they were doing deals with a guy that had no money, right? He was going to buy his entire deal for the guy and just give him and say, I want half the cash flow, correct? So you gave him 100 grand to get half the cash flow because he needs the cash flow to get out of the rat race. Had lots of money. Okay, great. There is a lot of money out there in the real world, and it needs a good home. If you're an expert at buying properties or building businesses, do joint ventures. A friend of mine has over 200 homes, just quit his job last year, has only used money on two of the deals. Two of his own deals are his money. Over 200 are joint ventures. So think differently. To get out of the rat race, partner up, for instance. Help each other out. It's not a competition. There's an abundance mentality. Everybody can get out of the rat race. That's one thing I want to mention. Next, who has done a big deal? Did it hurt you to do the big deal? No, she loved it. Probably got you out of the rat race quicker. There's no difference, just bigger numbers. Get you out quicker. They work. Okay, occupation. Usually, guess who gets out of the rat race first? Obviously. Not doctors, lawyers, airline pilots. Most times it's janitors, teachers, police officers, because their expenses are lower. Secretaries do as well. So it's real life realization. I think the most important reason for the game is, again, the networking. Get friends over, get relatives over, get associates over, get your team. If you don't have a team, invite people over, your accountants, your lawyers. See how they play. You want to make sure they have the same mental attitude as you. Get out of the rat race. It wasn't painful for anybody. You didn't lose any real money. It's a great investment. Now, many people have come up to me and asked me about the kids' game, so I want to share with you a few things regarding the kids' game and the kids' program that I have. I have brought over $2,500 worth of kids' games. What we want to do is give back and help kids out, so we like to give to organizations such as inner city schools, church groups, boys and girls clubs. We have $2,500 worth of kids' games to give away. If you have a proposal, please ask and you will receive. We've never said no to somebody that gave us a proposal. And in fact, we don't get enough proposals. Honestly, we'd love to give out more. You've got to write it down, just a quick couple sentence on where it's going to go, what the purpose would be. See us at the table. Now, the kids' game, for those of you that would consider one for your children, they're really only for a narrow age range of about 7 to 11, 7 to 12. If you have a 14, 15-year-old, they would be bored very quickly with it. And in fact, I've played Cash Flow 202 with an 11-year-old girl. It's not your age, it's your thinking. Most adults should play the kids' game first. Okay? Connor doesn't quite play yet. Hopefully soon. But anyway, want to give away the games. Really only good for 7 to 11, 7 to 12-ish. And remember, just like I did tonight, always change the rules. Make it interesting for the kids or the adults. And finally, I wanted to say thank you very much. What did you think of the game? It's a great refresher to keep you focused on passive income. Please take some action when you get home to escape the rat race.
All right, let's give Darren a hand, guys. Great job.
Good job.